Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vern Cochran with Missouri River Energy Services joins us on today's program to provide an update of the Lake Red Rock Hydroelectric Project more than 2 years after the official groundbreaking ceremony.
Well, Vern, I just had an opportunity to tour the Lake Red Rock Hydroelectric Project. I'd seen it multiple times now. This is the third time I've been down on the job site in the past 2 years. And really, that's kind of the key here. 2 years in, it looks like a lot of things have changed. Where is the project at right now in terms of some of the major things that you're working on?
Currently, our critical path item is the powerhouse, which is the deep excavation on the downstream side. Spent about a year excavating the hole, getting it cleaned up, and now we're in the process of constructing the powerhouse. There's approximately 18,000 cubic yards of concrete in the hole now, and you saw where the two units are going to be placed, and it's starting to take shape and look like something, and a lot of internal piping and conduits that are going to be forever buried in the concrete are being placed, and that's what's going on the downstream side. On the upstream side or the lake side, we're working on the intake structure foundations. Those go down and they socket into the bedrock, and that's what the intake structure will be built on after those are in place. So that's kind of what's going on right at this time.
Well, and you mentioned to me that when we were on part of the tour, especially kind of in that back area where you do a lot of staging work, that this is still a lot of preparation kind of work, where the actual physical features that people will see, some might not even see that if they were here on the site yet. Why does it take so much preparation and so much diligence to make sure that you have this staging work right and complete?
Well, for example, the rebar cages that they're constructing in the large laydown area in the back, you know, those are being fabricated there, made by hand. They're transported up to the upstream side, and then they're going to be buried in concrete for the rest of their life, so nobody will ever see them. In conjunction with that, in the back lot, we are assembling pieces of the penstock liner. That's the metal liner that's going to go and start inside of the penstock that's going to transport the water from the upstream side down to the powerhouse. So that's a metal liner that comes in two halves. It's 21 foot diameter. They weld those together. Those get x-rayed to make sure the integrity is good. And then those will be buried in 3 feet of concrete, encased in 3 feet of concrete. So this is the only time in their life you'll ever get to see them. So for the public, some of them will never get seen because they'll go down into an excavation, get covered up with concrete, and that's where they'll spend their life.
2 years ago, in fact, the official groundbreaking ceremony, and then work really started later that fall. So now that we are 2 years in, overall, just what is the status of the overall project? Are we on schedule, running behind? I know that there was times where you're behind, some things that you kind of got ahead on. What is the timeline? Because I know that the projected was in the middle or so of 2018.
We're still looking at probably late 2018, and the schedule has slipped a little bit, but you know, it's a four-year project, and it is a large project, and there's a lot of unforeseen things that, you know, you start excavating down into bedrock, and you know, that's a crystal ball for everybody. And so once you get down there and you see some of the features and what there was to deal with, and those got adjusted and those opportunities were handled. And so I would say some areas were slightly behind, but other areas were on schedule, like the upstream works seemed to be going fairly good despite rain in December and a little flooding event here in June and July. But, you know, that's coming along. But our critical powerhouse is what we're watching, and that's slightly behind. And there's some negotiations going on right now about resetting the schedule. So,
what are the projects that are yet to tackle between now and the next time we see this nice, sunny, warm weather?
Some of the things that will be going on the upstream side will be the intake structure. These drilled shafts or the foundations will be installed, and then Ames will be able to go ahead and excavate down and start assembling or fabricating the intake structure, and it will start to come out of the water through the winter. And the penstock excavations between the downstream side of the dam and the powerhouse, some of that work will continue to go on. And then the powerhouse itself, you'll see more of that start to come up out of the ground, and there'll be more work internally once we get more of the maintenance areas and the access areas. They can start running conduits, and so you'll see some work in that area, increased activity in that area.
And as we are 2 years in, a lot of help both from folks that are here on site with the Army Corps and Ames Construction, but also a lot of folks that have, it sounds like, have been very cooperative.
Yes, that's one thing I'd like to extend on behalf of MRES, is extend a thank you to the wonderful support we've had for this project in the entire region here. You know, Pella and Knoxville have been great to work with. You know, there's been some minor inconveniences here of us taking over the North Tailwater area, but the public's been very considerate, very nice. So just thanks again for the putting up with our inconvenience, and thank you again for the support of the project.
Once again, that was Vern Cochran with Missouri River Energy Services providing an update on the Lake Red Rock Hydroelectric Project. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.